In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. As we gather together this Sunday morning, this Easter Sunday morning, first Sunday of Easter, I was looking at this letter, this passage from the letter that Paul wrote to the church in Colossae. And in this portion of the letter, he's referring to them just prior to this, some warnings against false teaching. And this comes beyond it to encourage them past that under that those false teachings that they may have been heard, that they may have heard. And it says within it, one overreaching theme within this entire letter, and that is, Jesus is Lord over all things. And I know painfully well as I stand in this building right now on a day in which it is usually filled to its almost to its maximum. And I can assure you as I'm standing here looking at you this morning, that is not what I'm experiencing because we're in a different time. It's a new time, it's a strange time to which we have no control over and to which we do not know when it will end. So we are shifting and changing and we're doing our best to continue to go forward doing that which God has called us to do, both in the gathering together, in the hearing of his word and the fellowship, although it may be electronic and somewhat distanced, we know that you're there and we see that you're with us. And for that, we will be eternally grateful that we have this tool to gather. But it's a strange time. And I'm not sure what brought you to log in this morning. But maybe it's Easter and you figured I got to do something. Maybe like some of us, you're wondering and curious as to what's going on in the world. And maybe you're just looking to see, what are these crazy Christians going to say about this world where we are all locked down and can't come near one another? What will they say about their God today? Will they bring comfort? Will they bring fear? Will they bring anything of value? And I would say, if you've come to find comfort, whether you come regularly to find it or you just happened upon us this morning to seek comfort, I would say to you, you've come to the right place. Jesus is Lord. We have a risen Lord. God is with us and within us. As I was working my way through this last few weeks, I had a conversation with my brother, a faithful man who's probably going to be upset with me if he's watching right now. But in the midst of our conversation, he says to me, maybe we'll see a miracle. And all I could say was, we will. And as I've thought about that brief exchange that we had, and as I pondered it even again this morning, we have already seen the miracle. The miracle is the fact that we, a sinful, broken, damaged people, have a God who loves us so much that he manifest in the form of Jesus the Christ, came into this world as a helpless child and grew to know and understand what it meant to feel like we feel. Although he was without sin, he lived among us. And in that process, God offered him up as the final sacrifice for our sin, so that we could be free of the burdens that we may carry as his sinful people. There is no more pain and there is no more shame when we put our lives in the hands of Jesus Christ. Amen? This is the time which we remember that. See, the miracle has already happened. And when we begin to look at what Paul is saying to the Colossians, he says this, so if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. If we are going to see the miracle that already is manifest, we are going to have to put our minds on things above. This is a broken, damaged, fallen world in which we live, but we live in a time in which God has broken in. And although it may not immediately feel that way, brothers and sisters, this is a time of grace. God is present with us. The miracle is real, and the miracle has already happened. The world has changed. The very kingdom of God is among us, and through the power of His Holy Spirit, it is within us. Within us. Those who proclaim Jesus as Lord are proclaiming that they themselves have become the very temple in which He dwells, to be His hands and feet and His light to the world. The miracle has happened, and we remember it this day with great joy. At a time that is unsure, at a time when we aren't really clear necessarily what to do next, there is one thing to be sure of. God is good. God is with us, and God is within us. So, brothers and sisters, if we are going to see the miracle, we are going to have to see that it has already happened. And the way that it will be manifest to the world is dependent upon those who carry this miracle within us behaving as if it is true. Amen? Amen. Our opportunity is great. The world is looking for comfort and care and unconditional love and mercy and grace and forgiveness, and we are the carriers of that. And we should be out there infecting the world to the best of our abilities, 6 feet away if necessary, no more than 10 in one place. But brothers and sisters, we have this tool today. We have the way in which we will reach out and continue to love and care for one another, the way in which we will give each other the space that is necessary for that person to be comforted and loved. The time will come when the effects of this disease is going to be vast, and the needs will become obvious, and the hands and feet of Jesus, us, the miracle, will need to be aligned with His will. So, brothers and sisters, those who proclaim Jesus is Lord, I need you to get with me on this. Listen to what Paul says. He says, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Through our baptism, we have died with Him and been raised again with Him. We have been resurrected with Him. It is what we like to refer to as our salvation. And it will be our role to show into the world this very light that is within us. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. It is time for us, brothers and sisters, the church, and for those who maybe just wandered in this morning wondering what someone like me might say, I would say the time is now to step forward and say, I don't know, Lord, what's happening, but I do know that You are Lord. And we need to know that when we proclaim Him, He is within us, and that it is time for us to let Him be within us so that He might be revealed. There is hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How the miracle becomes revealed will be completely dependent on how willing we are to lose our life for the one who gave His life for us. Brothers and sisters, don't delay. Do not delay. if you have lost your life in Christ. Raise up with him this day. Raise up with him. Be resurrected, be saved, live out your salvation, and shine his light to this world. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.